Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Continuing our wonderful topic about God in Islam and the God in the Bible. God as described in Islam and the God as described in the Bible and the form of worship God requires that we give Him. Jesus revealed to us that loving God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind is the perfect form of worship God desires us to give Him. I want to take you with me in a wonderful journey so you can discover that according to Jesus' words, which are revealed in the gospel, it is possible for you and me to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. When you know the description of God in the gospel, you will discover that God is worthy to receive from us perfect worship. God deserves that we love Him from our whole being. The first thing I like to mention to you is God made us His children. First, God declared in the Bible that He desires to draw so close to us as a loving father would draw close to his children. Jesus instructed his disciples when praying to God to call on him as our father. You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 6. We know from the gospel that the moment you repent and put your faith in Jesus, that He died to pay the penalty for all the wrong you have done, a miracle will happen. A miracle will happen to you. You will be born through God's Spirit and becomes a child of God. Because I know that Muslims don't think that they can be adopted by God and become children of God. However, we read in the gospel, the Injil, but to all who believed in Jesus and accepted Him, God gave the right to become a children of God. Share with your Muslim friend that you can become a child of God. If you approach God and relied on Jesus' sacrifice to pay the penalty for your sins and repented of your sins and told God, I want to live with you, according to your will, I don't want to live far from you. I don't want to violate my conscience and your commandment. And you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will become a child of God. Actually, this is the most awesome thing that can happen to you in your life. The Gospel of John mentions, and of course, John was one of Jesus' closest disciples and the eyewitness, we read God as Father about 100 times mentioned in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John. Jesus told his disciples, the Father himself loves you. John chapter 16. My friend, this brings about a relationship that is conducive to love. Most often, a good father loves his own children in a very special way. He naturally has deeper affection for his own children than for other children, because he sees something of himself in them. Okay, let me share with you. I remember one day I saw a couple of my extended family members holding their newborn baby. I noticed their strong attachment and affections toward their baby. They said to me, "Sammy, look how beautiful, gorgeous our baby is." I was actually too distracted by the crying, spitting, and the smell of the baby. They actually told me, "Take the baby, hold the baby in your hand." I was really afraid that something unpleasant will happen to me. Obviously, the parents appreciated the beauty of their baby much more than I did. I did not share their feelings. To them, their baby was the most precious, beautiful person in the world. Through what I saw of the parents' love for their newborn baby, God showed me that He loves me in spite of my imperfections much more than these parents could ever love their baby. I could feel God saying to me in my heart through the Holy Spirit, "Even though I love every living person, Sammy, you are my child. You are much more special to me than the people who haven't yet become my children. I know all your mistakes, past failures, and the present weaknesses and the shortcomings. Regardless of anything not perfect in you, Sammy, you are my most treasured and precious possession. Sammy, you are born of my spirit, and you are my child. I live within you. You are part of me, and I am part of you." Wow! This is awesome. We read in the gospel, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called a children of God, and that is what we are." You can read that, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called a children of God, and that is what we are. My friend, you can become a child of God today because God is pleased to adopt us and become our very own Father and care for us as His children. This must mean that He is willing to enter into a deep and personal relationship with us. Now, His command to love Him has the best prospect of fulfillment. Wow, I love it, I love it, I love it. Let me share with you a wonderful testimony I received. One of them, I can't share with you all of them, but let me share with you this one. I spoke at Calvary Chapel Tallahassee in Florida many times, even before 9/11. And before I went to speak last time, I received an email. "My name is Malak. I'm originally from Lebanon. I came to the States in 2007 to finish my study. I live in Tallahassee, Florida. I'm a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim." And she mentioned someone bought to her my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. We both are reading it right now. Let me say that since I read this book, I fell in love with God. Because, of course, I mentioned in my book, chapter 29, God is Love, the description of God in the Bible. And she said, "I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before. God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I am in the middle. That is, I cannot deny my Muslim roots, and I am falling in love with Jesus." Of course, I told her this is not a big problem. Keep reading the book, keep praying. And she said, "Very interesting, the chapter about the crucifixion." Of course, I answered her questions. I told her, "Keep reading the book. It's going to answer your questions." And the last email Malak sent to me, "Thanks for helping me, Sammy, experience and enjoy God's love and salvation." And of course, I introduced Malik to the Holy Church in the second service, Calvary Chapel, Tallahassee, and we rejoiced and we laughed and we cried. We hugged, and it was a big celebration. So I want you to share with your Muslim friends the chapter about God is love in my book. Get the book, read it, and you either give your Muslim friend the book or share with him the information so he can have the chance to put his faith in Jesus as his only Savior and become a child of God. And of course, if you haven't become a child of God, my precious audience, pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me. God, I put my faith in Jesus Christ right now. He paid the penalty for all my sins. Jesus is my only Savior. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, thank you for your love. I want to become your child. I want to live close to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Rest of my audience, pray that God will use us to help multitudes of people, including multitudes of Muslims, enjoy his love and salvation. Contact me if I can be of any help to you. Remember, we are one team and we are one family. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.